Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Cursed Present. This file will take your body and mind and slowly transform you into a bronze statue. And as a statue, you will be touched. Everywhere, unable to do anything about it, unable to move or respond, even to look. But I'm getting ahead of myself. First, I'd like you to focus on something very simple. Obedience, the desire to follow instructions. That simple state of mind in which you must obey. Thoughts slowly flow. Your mind can drift back and forth as it listens to my words. Focus, empty and obedient. Focusing on the simple sentences that string along minds and mental paths that slowly lead you deeper into a state of trance. A drop of your thoughts slowly rippling into a puddle and leaking down into nothingness. A simple sensation, slowly falling into the wonderful blank state. And in that state, there are a few different ways to express yourself. One of those is by following orders and by assuming various positions. One of those positions is especially nice. It is one where you are on your knees on the ground, legs spread, back straight, hands behind your head, staring forward into nothingness, presenting your body for whatever plans or touches will occur. The position is a very familiar one if you've ever practiced it before. Present a simple command that makes your body want to move, to slowly, deliberately assume the present position. And once you are in that position, you can allow your body to lock in place, staring blankly into the distance and letting my words flow through your thoughts. everywhere they pass. They help your mind to become even more blank and hollow. While you are staring blankly, you may not even notice that your body is slowly becoming more and more firm, solid, as if your whole body is cast in bronze. Every part of your skin will slowly cool down and become that fading green-brown of aging bronze. The longer you are listening, the more your body cools and becomes a hollow, well-formed statue, following your shape perfectly. But only your shape. This statue has no clothes. It is simply a beautiful, naked representation of an obedient, submissive and in that state. In that beautiful, blissful state, your body can turn completely to bronze. Your eyes unable to see. Your breathing no longer noticed. However, deep inside this hollow thing, there is still some of your mind. It can feel, remember, and experience what happens to this statue. First, some sensations of being moved. Time is difficult to measure. While your body, your statuesque presence, is being shifted and placed somewhere in an alcove, well lit, but also kind of hidden away. And there is a plaque just below on your plinth. Present a precious display of availability, a sensual surrender to service. Your body is presented naked and exposed. Your skin a beautiful, smooth, slightly dull bronze. And time passes, you might realize that you're in a public place. Sometimes the vibrations allow you to hear shards of conversation dulled by the environment. Sometimes you can feel touches, hands going over your shape, touching everywhere without hesitation. All the details of your body are expertly sculpted. All the sensitive places are beautifully done and are causing curiosity to course through the minds of the many people that walk past, creating opportunity to touch as you are somewhat hidden from view. There is no shame for them as they simply touch a bronze statue that they are unaware is able to feel their touches. Time continues to pass. Many different touches, some more focused than others, rubbing, stroking, caressing and exploring. Your usual soft skin this time cannot yield to their investigations. It will simply react to where it is touched and stay in place. Inside, your cold skin is well aware of the heat of fingers and hands rubbing over the surface. Certain parts of your body are more smooth and shiny than others. It seems as if people have a tendency to touch the same places over and over again, unaware of whatever frustration the statue could feel deep inside. And the longer time passes, the more difficult it is to separate seconds from minutes, minutes from hours, hours from days. The many touches all blend together, being touched by tens, hundreds, maybe even thousands of hands and fingers. Sometimes briefly, other times much, much longer. Hands seeking out and exploring those sensitive places as if they are in some way aware that the statue is alive inside. And as time goes on, the slightly shinier areas also get noticed and are touched even more. It is such a beautiful display. The soft lighting around you makes you almost glow. And your beauty continues to be appreciated as eyes watch you, hands explore you. And sometimes you can feel minds pondering the reason of your pose, reading the plaque underneath, feeling perhaps some jealousy or understanding as you present yourself to so many strangers, unable to see or to speak, only able to feel their touch and hear parts of their presence. The more they touch, the more shiny your skin becomes in certain places, the more sensitive it becomes as well. As if whatever is holding you in place is well aware of the desires that are building up inside. It is such an open and sexual pose. Your knees apart, your most vulnerable places available, your chest pushed forward automatically. Everything is open in a precious display of availability, as your mind settles in a sensual surrender to service. All those people, all those hands touching you, rubbing you, exploring you, moving on and around your body, able to touch practically everywhere. And sometimes, when there is a pause, when there is nobody touching, a little drop of arousal may leak, when there's nobody there to notice it, and dried up long before the next touch. In a moment, this file may end, and if my voice follows, you can remain stuck, statuesque, slowly touched and teased, while whatever effect can take you even deeper. If my voice doesn't follow, you will slowly return to your body, able to move and stretch, and finally, at least physically able again to touch. As it is impossible for you as a statue to do any kind of touching yourself, no matter how many times you are rubbed or teased or explored, you will have to stay in place, frustrated, aroused, teased, and who knows what other emotions and sensations are spreading through your hollow mind. I can only guess, and perhaps let the arousal ring through your hollow bronze frame and enjoy.